Delilah lulled Samson to sleep with his head in her lap, and then she called in a man to shave off the 7 locks of his hair. In this way, she began to bring him down, and his strength left him. Then she cried out, "Samson, the Philistines have come to capture you." When he woke up, he thought, "I will do as before and shave myself free." But he didn't realize the Lord had left him. This is a bit of a tragic story. However, I think it is written there in the Bible, not only for us to remember it as a story, but for us to learn from it. Everything that is written in the Word of God should enlighten us about the importance of trusting in the Lord, resting in Him, being obedient to Him, in order to live a life with a purpose and an abundant life. However, we omit the advice. We continue doing what we want because we consider that we are right. And in the end, we continue learning through the hard way. Samson grows as a promise from God to his parents, who were chosen by God, so that when Samson was born, he will become a leader. A leader of a nation that was going through an important and tremendous moment of crisis, since the Philistines, one of their greatest enemies, had subdued them and stalked them under a shadow of fear. So the Philistines ruled in that territory. Nevertheless, the people of Israel submitted to what the Philistines said, until God calls Manoah and his wife and tells them that they are going to have a child. God himself gives them the instructions on how they should raise him and reveals them the purpose for the boy. Then they do as God commands. However, in the end, the children grow up. In fact, we are children, and at some point we were at the mercy of our parents. But the time comes when we grow up, we leave home, we become independent, we make decisions, and we have to be responsible for our own decisions. Manoah and his wife did what it was in their power to do to educate Samson, but as Samson grows up, he begins to make his own decisions. Samson never thought that his actions one day will lead him to such disastrous consequences, as it is that God has turned away from him. Samson was characterized because he had enormous strength, a strength, let's say, superhuman, and it really was like that because when the Spirit of God came upon Samson, he received strength and could do what many men could not do. This man killed 1,000 Philistines with the jaw of a donkey. With his bare hands, he defeated a lion. Samson had a lot of strength, but he lacked character. He lacked commitment. He lacked passion for God. Sometimes we can accommodate ourselves to life and think that when I pray, God answers me back, and I am doing well in many things because God is simply approving all of my behavior and I feel good. And how good it is to feel good. But the problem is that we go from feeling good to the point where we lower the guard and we consider that life is not going to change us, that everything is going to be rosy, and that since I left the process, it will always go well for me. So, we mistakenly think that perhaps the difficult times are not going to return. The Lord already answered me. He already did my miracle, and I continue with my life as I want. We easily fall into that mistake. Therefore, we lower our guard. We believe that God will always be there for us. Although, listen to me well, although in some moments we make wrong decisions. Now, God said that He will be with us every day until the end of the world. But I want to make a difference, because one thing is that God be with you, and another thing is that He support, that He support the decisions that you are going to make. The fact that God is with us does not guarantee, listen to me well, it does not guarantee that He will support everything we want to do. So, if we are subject to God, because I know that He is with me, and I am willing to obey and listen, then, of course, a guarantee will come. The guarantee is that He is going to support us, and He is going to show us which is the best way. He is going to direct us. Samson had a lot of physical strength, but he lacked character to such an extent that by not listening to his parents' advice, he let himself be ruled by what was dictated by his heart and met a Philistine woman. There was the first mistake, because among other things, the Philistines were his enemies, and it was important for Samson to learn to identify what an unequal yoke was, or what it was to unite with another person with a completely different vision than his. Samson grew up, let's say this, in a Christian home. He was taught the word of the Lord, and he knew that he had been chosen to be a leader of the nation of Israel, to keep peace among the people, and he had to show the difference. However, he deviated. It is so easy to deviate, I tell you again. Becoming overconfident just because God is there with me, it makes us diminish in what we should always be attentive and vigilant. That happened to Samson. The more you decrease in what you should strengthen your spirit with God, the more your desires will gain strength and you end up losing your will and having a weak character, so that when facing moments of crisis or moments of temptation, you can say no. If we are not filled with the strength of God, our willpower is going to break. We are going to let so many things happen, and we are going to say yes to what we should say no. That happened to Samson. He fell in love with a woman whom he should never have fallen in love with. This woman was called Delilah. She conquered Samson's heart for some coins, which was the price that the Philistines paid her so that she could discover Samson's strength. She began to conquer him. She began to make him fall in love. She began to seduce him to the point she made him surrender so that he confesses what was the secret of his strength. The signs were on the road. Yes, his parents spoke to him too. God had told him to be careful too. More than one recommended him, "Do not fall in love with that Philistine. Be careful." But my beloved friends, when we're not surrendered to God and subjected to Him for Him to guide us, we are easy to be ruled by what the heart says. The heart is deceitful, and the Bible says that it is evil more than all things. So, Samson did not listen to anyone. He fell in love with Delilah. He fell into Delilah's lap and told her what should never have come out of his mouth. He lacked the character to say no and to stand still. He completely surrenders to temptation, and he told Delilah what his secret was. Once Delilah knew that Samson had spoken to her with the truth, she called the Philistines. Now, the Bible says in the book of Judges that Samson thought to get up and beat the Philistines as he had done moments ago. However, when he tried to do it, the Philistines grabbed him, chained him, and he realized that he lost all of his strength. And I like this piece of verse so much that is in Judges chapter 16, verse 20. "I will do as before and shake myself free. I will finish these Philistines." See what he said later. But he didn't realize the Lord had left him. It is sad when we are so confident and so sure of what we are doing that we do not realize that what we are doing is turning away from God, that there is nothing worse than trusting ourselves and stop trusting in the Lord. Samson did not realize that. Surrendered to Delilah's feet, the presence of God had moved away from him. However, he was so confident that he would come out unharmed. But the Philistines captured him, chained him, and the first thing they did was to take out his eyes. The temptation is at the door, my beloved friends. Delilah represents everything that this world wants to offer you. But in the end, they are only deceptions. Because the end of this world and the end of Satan is to destroy you. He does not want nothing good with you. He wants you to lose the meaning of life. And the first thing when you give in to temptation is to nullify your vision. And when you do not have vision, you cannot move forward. You cannot walk. We get stuck. Just as the Philistines annulled his vision, they took out Samson's eyes. Be careful with the decisions you are going to make, because a small mistake can take your eyes out, my beloved friends. Not listening to the voice of God and not being careful when we continue doing what we want to do can end up in an act where we lose vision, and therefore we lose focus and the right path. That the moment does not come, that little and tragic moment, when we have to open our eyes and put our hands on our head and say, "When did I get to this point?" You have no excuse. If you are listening to this word today, take care of your marriage. Take care of what the Lord has given you. Don't lower your guard. Beware. Beware of temptation. Father, help us. Help us to realize what is not right. Help us to see clearly what you need us to see so that we do not stumble on the road or deviate in these dangerous times. Lord, help us to realize what we can lose, starting with your presence. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. This was a translation over the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I send you a hug. Blessings.